Today we'll be doing Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Mutter Likros Kriya Shema Bevayas Sheyesh Bo Tzoa Miraglayim O Gratha Avit Kevon Shehirchik Mehem Kashir Shenizbar B'Simen Ayin Tes. One is permitted to recite Shema in a house where there's feces, urine, or a toilet, provided that you distance yourself the proper shiurim that we've mentioned earlier. V'cheinim Kafa Alehem Keli Afa Pi Shehem Imo Bevayas Hare Elu Kekevurim U'Mutter Likros Kenegdo. If you overturn a utensil on top of them, even though they're in the same house, we view them as if they're buried, and therefore you can say Shema even opposite them. Mishnah Brura in Sivkat and Tes tells us Shehirchik V'imhoya Babayis Mita Gavoa Asara V'Hamachitzos Magios La'aretz Mikol Tzadim. If you have a bed which is 10 tefachim tall, and the mechitzos, the partitions or the sides of the bed, go all the way down to the ground, Oal Kolpanim Sheraglea Kitzaros Seinon Gavohus Gimel Tefachim Dahavi Kelavet, or they're at least within 3 tefachim of the ground, thereby invoking the principle of Lavet, where we view the legs as attached to the ground. And the feces or the urine or the toilet is behind the bed. Then the bed is considered to be a mechitza, and one would be permitted to recite Shema in front of the bed without having to distance themselves, provided that you can't see the toilet or the feces, and that and also you don't smell any odor. So the Magen Avraham writes, this is only true in a case where the bed is acting as a mechitza from one wall to the next. But if the bed does not span the length of the room, then it does not qualify as the mechitza. However, many question this din of the Magen Avraham. So therefore, the Chayyadam concludes that when it comes to urine, or when it comes to a kli which just doesn't really have the status of a full-fledged toilet, which would only be a problem midrabanan, yesh lahake likros ulevarich neged hamechitza afilu inachotzetzes avalo keneged ha'avir, then we're makel to allow you to recite Shema opposite the mechitza of the bed, even if it doesn't act as a partition for the length of the room, but not corresponding to the airspace of the bed. If you have either like a shelf or a bench or something like that, so even if it's 10 tefachim tall and even if it's 4 tefachim wide, it does not constitute its own reshus, since the mechitzos do not go down to the ground. Our tables that stand on legs, which are not 4 tefachim wide, even though they're 10 tefachim tall, they do not constitute a mechitza to create a hefsik. If you have feces or even urine that's between the oven and the wall, one would not be permitted to recite Shema in front of the oven, even though the oven constitutes a hefsek or a mechitza. Since it's one of the tools of the house, it's considered to be batel to the house, and therefore does not constitute a valid mechitza. But other utensils that are not specific to the house, and those would constitute a valid hefsek. Based on the same principles that we delineated regarding a bed. If the feces or the toilet or the urine is underneath the bed, and the legs of the bed act as a mechitza in that they go to within 3 tefachim of the ground, even if the bed itself is not 10 tefachim tall, then one is permitted to say Shema in front of or on top of the bed, because the principle of love would makes it as if it's covering over the feces or the toilet. That's provided that there is no pungent odor. If there's a pungent odor, so then the covering or the mechitza is going to be ineffective. Our beds, whose legs are taller or more than 3 tefachim from the ground, then you have to distance yourself from feces like you would for regular feces. Kali afilu yesh ktsas avir ben haklila karka, even if there's a little bit of airspace between the utensil and the ground, kagon shabolit ktsas mitzad echad kol shehu pachos mishlosha tfachim, let's say one of the sides of the kli is protruding a little bit less than 3 tfachim, Amrinan Lavud Vahavik and Mechusa. We still invoke the principle of Lavud and we treat it as if it's covered. Avalim haklipa suach lemala afilu pachos mishlosha aser. But if the kli is open on top, even if it's within 3 tfachim of the ground, one would not be permitted to recite Shema in front of it. We'll stop here for now and we'll begin some in Peiches tomorrow.